I confess, the muddier I am, the happier I am, which is why the Orange River has afforded me so much pleasure over the years. It's just a little thing, about 12 miles long from its origins in Lehigh Acres Harns Marsh to its mouth at the Caloosahatchee, and it's only knee-deep in parts, but for someone like me, it's a splendid place to spend a few hours. An obvious reason to like this river is for its looks. The water varies from topaz to tannic amber as it wanders under live oaks draped with silvery Spanish moss. Starry white lilies spangle its dark flanks where slender willows form greeny gold bowers. The river has flowed through Southwest history, and it's wound through my life as well. I still remember a decades ago afternoon spent wading near its headwaters. As I breathed air sweetened by violet climbing asters, I stumbled quite literally on a fossilized mammoth tooth. Though dinosaurs never roamed Southwest Florida, Ice Age creatures did. Dire wolves, ancient camels, saber-toothed cats, sloths the size of VW beetles, and mammoths. The ridged molar I'd found was a mineralized mahogany and about the size of a squared-off grapefruit. I hefted it, realizing that the animal to which it had belonged had died at least 10,000 years ago. Though I'm not much of a collector, that tooth became one of my treasures, something I'd occasionally just hold and look at, amazed I could cradle such a history in my hand. Which is why I gave it away when I met the man who became my husband. I wanted Roger to have something that stood for the solid, enduring force of what I felt. Thus, the Orange River has also been part of Nash's origin story, as well as an ever-dependable source of entertainment and exploration. What it hasn't been is a consistently reliable source of fossils. It did yield one other mammoth tooth, a camel bone, and several ancient shark fangs in the course of the last decade or so, but those finds have been few and far between. But hope springs eternal in the Williams household, so when I spotted a wire mesh clam digger-looking contraption at my local Ace Hardware, I decided it looked like a first-rate fossil sifting tool, and I bought it. We trekked into the marsh with it on a recent afternoon and headed for the river's source. We had to go anyway, since Nash needed to collect some mosquito fish for a science fair project. Along with a couple of Ziploc bags for the fish, I'd optimistically grabbed a couple of heavy-duty trash bags for the fossils I hoped we'd find. I should have known better. Fruitlessly, we scoured and scraped the muddy banks with tools and hands. Hey, was that an ancient dugong bone? Nope. Just a broken piece of limestone. This sharp black shard, maybe a megalodon tooth? Sorry, just a bit of charred, water-polished wood. We had much better luck with the fish. Not only did Nash net more than enough gambusia, he snagged a crayfish and the handsomest wild blue crab I've ever seen. When he brought it up in the dripping net for inspection, the critter bubbled and waved its arms, snapping its lapis claws, until Nash eased it back into the river, where it scuttled away. Other marvels presented themselves as well, a pair of millipedes twined around each other on a bed of moss, metallic green bees working over the climbing aster, psychedelic fungus. And, since those trash bags were obviously not going to go home filled with treasure, Nash figured out another way to use them. Filled with air and knotted shut, they became serviceable rafts once you wrestled yourself into position atop them. The current did the rest, allowing a deliciously slow drift on sun-sequined water under ferny live oaks. Which, come to think of it, was every bit as delightful a discovery as an ancient elephant's tooth.